Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight: clear, a low of 12. Hoping to match the success of similar ventures in Milwaukee County, a German beer garden will open in Kenosha County's Petrifying Springs Park this spring. The idea has been under consideration since last fall, and two local entrepreneurs are partnering with the county to open the beer garden in the park shelter at the far south end of the park. At a news conference in Kenosha County Executive Jim Cruiser's office this morning, Tony DiBartola said about $130,000 will be spent upgrading and equipping the shelter. Mike Grab said every effort is being made to make the facility feel authentic.
All the beer garden tables are being shipped in from Germany.
The steins, umbrellas.
And then that's part of having an authentic beer garden, making sure that we are getting the actual tables and things that, you know, pertain to a German beer garden.
Beverages for kids will also be available. The beer garden will operate under a five-year lease with the county, with a portion of the profits going to the county for future park improvements. The beer garden is expected to open on a limited basis on Memorial Day and 7 days a week during the summer season. Racine Mayor John Dickert continues to say the focus of the city police department will be on lawbreakers, including someone deemed to be an illegal immigrant, which is what the federal government should also be targeting specifically, not just undocumented immigrants.
I want the federal government working hand in hand with me, as they have been, to round up gangbangers who are breaking the law, drug dealers who are breaking the law, people in the business community who are breaking the law, the people that are actually breaking the law. If you're simply going to go after undocumented people just because they're undocumented, then I think that's a mistake.
On WRJN's Community Conversation, Dickert again said he and the other U.S. mayors would like the president to, quote, stop going after the people who, candidly, are working in this country. Mayor Dickert said he'd also like Washington officials to come to city meetings and see how local officials working together can solve problems. The man shot and killed by law enforcement in Walworth County last night has a long history of contact with police, mainly involving traffic violations across Racine, Kenosha, and Walworth counties. According to a joint news release from the Walworth County Sheriff's Department and Elkhorn Police, 26-year-old Chris Crystal of Lake Geneva was pulled over on County Highway H just south of the Gateway Technical College campus at about 7:30 after authorities received a report of a reckless driver. During the stop, Crystal was shot and killed. No other information about the incident was released. The State Division of Criminal Investigation is handling the investigation. You may remember the Evergreen Academy School, part of the Racine Choice Program, was offering last year to purchase the Taylor Complex from the Village of Elmwood Park to incorporate all three of its locations and growing student base at one site, but that never happened. Now comes word of a public hearing on February 21st at the Mount Pleasant Village Hall on Evergreen's proposal for a brand new facility to house 4K through 8th grade classrooms on what is now farm property in the 3300 block of Chicory Road. Public comment will lead to consideration of the conditional use permit the next day by the Village Plan Commission. The Evergreen Academy plans involve a phased approach to creating an almost 40,000-square-foot complex, starting with the elementary school portion. The Racine Water Utility has received an inquiry from the City of Franklin about the possibility of being its wholesale water supplier once a current 30-year deal with Oak Creek runs out after the year 2024. During this week's Water Commission meeting, Utility General Manager Keith Haas explained Racine is one of three utilities sent the same letter by Franklin's city engineer.
Their commission and City Council and Public Works Department has asked their city engineer to solicit interest from other water purveyors along Lake Michigan to see if anyone else is interested in serving Franklin in the future, 7 years from now. So currently Oak Creek is their water supplier. Most people know that Oak Creek might be serving water to Waukesha in the next couple years.
The commission authorized a letter to Franklin about the Racine Water Utility has to offer, including current rates, the same as the utility officials in Milwaukee and South Milwaukee will be doing. The State Senate Committee on Judiciary and Public Safety has unanimously endorsed a bill from Racine Kenosha County Senator Van Wongar to allow the possession and use of cannabis oil, a derivative of marijuana, to treat children with seizures. The bill now goes to the full Senate for consideration. It requires certification the CDB oil is being used for a medical condition. Senator Wongar, while acknowledging the federal government should also be dealing with the issue, says the legislation will at least bring some peace of mind to parents worried about state law enforcement. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.